Exodus chapter 17. Then the whole congregation of the sons of Israel moved from the desert of Sin in their moves at the instruction of the Lord. And they encamped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. And the people argued with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Whereupon Moses said to them, "Why are you arguing with me? Why are you testing the Lord?" So the people thirsted for water there, and the people complained to Moses and said, "Why is it that you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill me and my sons and my cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried out to the Lord and said, "What should I do with this people? A little longer and they will be stoning me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go across in front of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you, and take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river. So go, you will see that I am standing before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you will strike the rock, and water will come out of it, and the people will drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the place Massah and Meribah, on account of the arguing of the sons of Israel, and on account of their testing the Lord, when they said, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" Then Amalek came and fought against Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, "Select men for us and go out to fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will be standing on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." And Joshua did as Moses had said to him, to fight against Amalek, while Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it was the case that when Moses lifted up his hand, Israel prevailed. But when he let his hand drop, Amalek prevailed. And Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other side. So his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people by the blade of the sword. And the Lord said to Moses, "Write this down as a memorial in a book, and recite it in Joshua's ears, for I will thoroughly wipe out the memory of Amalek under heaven." Then Moses built an altar, and called it, "The Lord is my banner." And he said, "Because there is a hand on the throne of the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation."